Saga Egmont presents Imagine, Using Mental Imagery to Reach Your Full Potential by Lydia Yevleva. Read by Patricia Rodriguez. Introduction. Welcome, listeners. Welcome to unleashing your imagination on this journey to discovering and creating your best self. Thank you for joining me on a journey that will show you how you can use the power of your imagination to discover and create your best self. This book is not about thinking of riches and rewards and having them magically appear. It shows you proven and scientifically based techniques that will help you use mental imagery to achieve change and results in your life. Whether you are seeking to improve your health, performance in sports, business, or on stage, how you react to challenges, or any number of lifestyle changes, this book is for you. Being and doing better. This book isn't about becoming the best, but about being the best you can be and reaching your potential. But becoming your best self possible is a process. As the saying goes, it's more about the journey than the destination. And there's no telling if and when we'll ever get there, as we are all projects in progress. As long as we're alive and kicking, there's growth and development, and greater potential in store for us. The best we can hope for is staying on track for longer stretches, catching ourselves sooner when veering off, recovering efficiently, and getting back on our best course quickly. The best we can hope for is just getting better at it. While most of how we know that we're on track is based on our actions, on our doing, much of it really depends on how we're feeling, on our being. However, our being and well-being often gets neglected when we get caught up in all we're doing in our race to achieving. It is said that we ought to be called human doings rather than human beings, based on how we tend to define ourselves more by what we do. What you see is what you get. WYSIWYG. Your imagination is one of the most powerful inner mental resources for self-development. It is especially effective for facilitating and accelerating change, whether adapting to change or changing how you think, act, and react, and feel. Change of any kind doesn't come easy. As they say, old habits die hard. And the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. But history need not be your destiny. You can harness the power of imagination to increase your chances of success, or you can leave success to chance. You can think of imagery like a screenplay. You can allow life to play you by reacting according to old and sometimes faulty programming and conditioning. Or you can take a more active role in your destiny by creating new programming and evolving. Actively and consciously creating your inner scripts, bolstered by engaging in positive mental imagery, will enhance your chances of reaching your full potential, overcoming obstacles, and flourishing. You will become more adept at getting on track with real confidence towards reaching your destination. You will also enhance your capacity for recovering from setbacks, transcending negative patterns, and transforming lessons from your past. Best to take creative control of your images, lest they get the best of you. Much of how we are and what we do is dictated by images of our mind. We tend to think, feel, and behave consistently with whatever self-image is most dominant at the time. We tend to recreate outer conditions to match our inner conditions. This explains how most lotto winners are in worse debt than ever within a year of their big win. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Albert Einstein. The advantage of practicing mental